Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast. And if you just Googled and kind of stumbled across us, be sure to click the subscribe button so that you get the notification every day when our new podcast is available.
You girls want to go back to the nail salon with me? I say that because we had so much fun with it this week with, you know, hey, what color are you wearing, ladies? And it's just so funny to me, the names of nail colors.
Well, I learned a lot this week. I learned what a French manicure is.
Yes,
didn't know
that's
that
right.
Before. And I mean, the colors I still don't get because I can't commit to memory. A basic color palette, I'm good.
Right.
But you know, what is the sunrise, sunset thing?
Okay, that's my lip color.
See, when
summer, sunset.
Right.
Right now. Yeah. I mean, I switch it up.
I guess I can guess what that is, but like Funny Bunny, if you put me in a room and I knew nothing about that and you said, okay, what color is Funny Bunny? I don't know.
You're not supposed to, right? That's the fun of being a girl at the nail salon. And when you find a color that you love, you remember the name of it or the number. These colors also have numbers. I'm 081. You know that if that's what you want.
Is Funny Bunny like one of the OPI colors?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
so it's one of the most popular.
OPI basically is the nail polish that has all the really crazy names, right?
Yeah, it does.
What is Funny Bunny, by the way?
It's what I used to wear forever until I've switched to this one, which is called Let's Be Friends. Mm-hmm. It's a very neutral sort of cream.
Ah.
It's a light cream color, Funny Bunny. And it's one of their biggest sellers, and they sell out of it, which is why, you know, I've told you this story, Murphy. One day I went, and I'm like, hey, it's me. I'm ready for Funny Bunny. And the young man who was helping me, he had a mask on, as he should, with all those chemicals or whatever that he deals with all day long. And he kept saying, Let's be friends. And I was like, yes, great. Funny Bunny, please.
Yeah.
And he would go, he said something about not having Funny Bunny. He said, but let's be friends. And I was like, sure. You seem really nice.
Even Jody doesn't know the name.
But I want Funny Bunny. And then I understood that the name of the color that's so close to Funny Bunny that looks almost exactly is called Let's Be Friends. And that was the substitution color he was giving me.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be friends.
I'm glad you finally got it. Yeah.
So are y'all still friends?
No, I don't go to that salon anymore. Anyway, I just want to say, Sandy said on our page that pool boy toy is the color she wears. And do you see what I see, spelled S-E-A, is another one she wears in the summer.
Okay.
You see how fun these color names
are?
Yeah. So funny. Shonda wears one called I'm Not Really a Waitress.
I wonder what that one looks like.
I don't know. But it sounds good.
I know. It's so, so fun. But look, that's not why I bring it back up. Not to talk about the names of colors, although I find that so funny and so fun. You cannot imagine how it would trip you up, Murphy, to walk in and try to pick a color.
Oh, there I can imagine how that would trip me up.
500 to choose from.
Yeah, those are too many choices for me.
I know. Yeah. Anyway, it's because I want to tell you this story. You don't even really know this, Murph, but 2 weeks ago, week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I took Taylor and Phoebe with me. Now, I go every 2 and 3 weeks. Took our daughters, and I said, I'm going to treat you to whatever you want. You want a manicure, or would you rather a pedicure? And they were both like, you know what? I want to get some nails. They wanted to get, and I wear dip. It's just a powder color it gets a couple layers. It's really hard overlay on top of my nails. Okay, so these are my nails, but dip is what's on top, and the color is Let's Be Friends.
Okay.
So they decided, well, let's try what mom has. Let's do dip. So they sat down, they picked their colors, and they sat down, and we had a good little visit, you know?
Wait, is dip why they stick your hand under the ultraviolet lights?
No, that's to dry.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that's why, because I think they stick those under there when you do gel polish as well.
Okay.
But dip is just a powder polish that hardens and protects your natural nail, and I love it. So they both
How does
get
it dry?
It dries quickly. Basically. And the same, but
maybe I should go with you sometime just so I really get this. Yeah.
But at the end, they do stick it under there for the extra because the shine that they put on top is then you stick it under and it dries.
Man.
I know you guys really want to come with me sometime, but I brought Taylor and Phoebe and I paid for them both to get dip and they chose their shape. There's a shape thing too.
Yeah.
Like I'm wearing like oval shaped right now, but there's square.
Maddie's been wearing these pointy ones.
That's what Taylor and Phoebe chose. It's called, I can't remember what they called it. Stiletto.
Oh.
They and both of them have very pointy. And I was like, Phoebe, you wear contacts. You might want to second guess that. And she was like, no, I'll just figure it out. So they left and their nails looked great. And I thought, well, this is cool. And I was going to pay for it this first time if you wanted it. But, you know, it's something that you do every about 3 weeks. and whatnot. So Phoebe showed up at the house the other night and no nails on her. She had no nails on and her back to, you know, short and her natural nails. No more dip.
It was only 2 weeks before that.
It was a week and a half. But I was like, where? Whoa. But you have to go get them taken off. Like, you have to go soak them and let them take them off. Yeah. And I'm like, Phoebe, what happened? And she was like, I'm sorry, Mom. I pulled them off.
Ow.
I'm like, Phoebe, that's not good for your natural nail bed. But she did pull them off herself because she wasn't. If you're not used to them, they get in your way.
Yeah.
It's buttoning things is different. Everything is different.
So my palms are sweating as I ask this question.
Yeah, she ripped them off.
Really?
She didn't use the chemicals or whatever?
She found like an opening and at the back and would just pop them off.
Did it hurt?
I think it would hurt. She said it was all right. To me, that would rip off the top layer of the natural. I was like, if you want to get those things taken off, you go to a salon and let them soak them off. Do that. And Taylor sitting next to her, Taylor's nails still looked great. She had this beautiful lavender color on. I don't know the name of it. But hers are getting too long because her natural nail is growing. Mm-hmm. So they're longer now than they were when she had the dip on. And she said, yeah, I'm going to be bartending this weekend. I really don't like them anymore. And Phoebe's like, you can just pull them off. I'm like, please don't. Like, Taylor.
Get the pliers.
Please go to a salon. It'll take 5 minutes for them to soak them off. That is the best way to take care of this and get them off of there.
What do they soak them in?
Acetone, I think. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think acetone. Yeah. Don't ever go get them soaked off if you have a cut on your finger. Stop it.
It's painful.
Full of pain if you have a cut.
Yeah.
But anyway, neither one of them. The good news is, I guess, they know now what it's like and they don't love them.
You know, my grandmother's nails were so hard and she would, I mean, I don't know that she went and got them done or anything like that.
She may have.
And that's something I always wish that I had inherited genetically, because even taking supplements or whatever, my nails just wind up being bendy. I mean, they grow just fine, but they're softer. And so if I ever try to unscrew something with one of them or whatever, that doesn't work.
Yeah. I will tell you, as a woman who would prefer my own nails be strong enough without this heavy, this thick layer on top, I have looked it up and I've read about it, and it's genetic. Mm. It's genetic. Yes, you can take this supplement and that thing, and you can put hard as nails on top, or OPI has a strengthening. I've tried all of that, and my nails are still naturally bendy, as you like to say. The only time my nails ever really grew beautifully long and kind of strong was when I was pregnant, Murph, both times, and I was on prenatal vitamins. So I swore to my doctor, I want those prenatal vitamins. And then, of course, I just forgot to take them because I had babies and all that.
Yeah.
Life was going crazy.
Murphy, do you chew your nails or do you clip them?
I mean, it's probably a little bit of both, honestly. But I'm not I don't know how, because I used to be a real bad nail biter years ago, and it just kind of went away.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, if they grow too long, they start to get in my way. But
you want to know a little something about him? He's got some very strong toenails.
Oh, really?
Oh, he could cut glass with those things.
Yeah, I've poked a few holes in the sheets before.
And brushed up against me and made me bleed.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.